Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the universe a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here! Hello, friends. This is Robert Peter Paul from the Art of Kindness podcast. We are here at opening night of Harmony on Broadway. Harmonize with that. We're going to have a great time and talk to all the stars. Stay tuned.
Hi.
I'm Robert.
Hi, I'm Sierra.
Nice to meet you.
I'm such a big fan.
My dress is so huge.
Oh, no, you're fine. We can keep warm. Are we good?
I'm Sierra Boggess. I am excited to be here because I'm originating the role of Mary in this very long-awaited Broadway show.
I'm so excited for you all. I mean, it must be surreal to be here, especially at this time, telling this story.
That's exactly right. I'm saying I'm honored to be telling this, but I'm also really disappointed that it's so relevant today. It's like, really? But I think this should be required viewing for people so that it's like maybe their hearts and minds will be changed. I don't know. It's like, how can this be, you know, how can this be happening again? But I really am so honored to be part of telling this story.
I'm so grateful you are telling this story. And, you know, when we look at this story with humor and heart at the center of it, it's all tangled up in kindness. And to me, kindness is the way forward for humanity, I think. Do you have a kindness tip, something tangible that you would love for listeners to do in their daily lives just to make the world a little bit better on their own front?
It's so good that you said that. I was close with Wayne Dyer before he passed away.
Such a special person.
The most special. He changed my life, all his philosophy and everything. And he gave me a shirt that says, be kind with a period. And I was able to ask him a lot of questions of things going on in my life. And that is exactly what he told me. Of things that I was like, oh, he's going to say this. And you're righteous in your anger because of this. And he was like, lead from kindness and start with love. And he said, no matter the question, love is the answer. So where can we show up in our lives and be loving in the face of when we want to maybe react a different type of way? Where can you show up with love?
I love that so much. I love that you said that. It's World Kindness Day too today. It's perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there are no accidents in this life.
I know, right? I agree. Wow. And there's scientific research that shows kindness is sort of the way forward on multiple, you know, fronts. I want to let you go, but my last question is, thinking of the harmonists, do you have a favorite corny joke you could share to kind of keep things?
Yeah, like? I do. What did the fish say when he ran into the rock?
What?
Damn.
From Ariel herself. Come on, Sam.
All my jokes have fish in them.
Oh, I love that. That's kind of fishy, honestly, but well, that wasn't that good. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Congratulations.
Hello, my name is Allison Sims. I'm playing Josephine Baker in Harmony. And I'm so excited to be here just to not only be portraying this amazing, iconic woman, but to tell this story at this time. It's everything for me.
Well, I was saying to Sierra, you know, kindness, heart, all of these beautiful things that are in this show are sort of the way forward, and it's applicable, unfortunately, to now in so many ways. Since our podcast focuses on kindness, do you have a kindness tip or something tangible you could share with listeners that you think, if we each did, could make the world a bit better just in our own small way?
Yeah, you know, I'm really just a component of the golden rule. You know, let's treat each other how we want to be treated, you know? And like, I really believe that everyone, we all have hearts, you know, we all innately have beautiful souls, and sometimes we get distracted with other things, with ego, but when we just pause, tap into our breath and tap into the reason why we are here, find that gratitude and the life that is in our bodies, then we can share that. I don't know. It sounds
That's
kinda,
beautiful.
It sounds kind of floaty.
No, I actually started to like drift away and meditate when you're saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, really, because and that meditation really is everything, because the world can be chaotic and disharmonious and loud and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, but when we tap into that silence, even if it's just for a breath, you know, that kind of gives us space to be kind, to remember kindness.
Yeah, and as we're recentering, I'm wondering for you to keep things kind of light and fun in honor of the harmonists. bringing you back down to earth for a bit. Do you have a cheesy joke you could share with us? A favorite corny joke you have up in the files in your brain?
Oh my God, a cheesy joke. I don't know. Well, this is so horrible, but one of my favorite lines in the show is, "Woo, I want to live in that bathroom."
Why is it a nice bathroom?
I don't know. It's just such a random line. Like, why is this even in the show? But it's I think of it a lot.
Bathrooms are fun. Listen, you read in there. You can do a lot in there. You shower. Well, I hope you have the best time tonight. It was so lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Julie Banco, and I am so excited to be here tonight at the opening of Harmony on Broadway.
Oh, I mean, you must be sort of out of body. I imagine this is surreal with the wild ride you've had so far in your career.
It's been a wild 2 years. I actually just realized my Funny Girl callback was 2 years ago, almost exactly.
Wow.
So, you know, to think that, you know, it's in the last 2 years, I've had this really just journey of surprise after surprise after surprise to now get to originate my first role in a new show on Broadway. I really wouldn't have believed you 2 years ago.
I'm so happy for you. Just such a big fan. You know, looking at that full circle moment, today's also World Kindness Day. Happy World Kindness Day.
Happy World Kindness Day.
This is the Art of Kindness.
Oh, yes, there was a Schmackeries thing.
That was us.
Yes, I couldn't go.
Oh, I understand. You had a lot going on. We had some Harmony represent. Okay. And, you know, Matt Mucha.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, my friend. Allison was going to come. We had a bunch of really fun people stop by. But looking at tonight, you know, this show has such heart and kindness at the center, and I think that's sort of the way forward in these times.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a tangible kindness tip or something you would want listeners out there to do on their own every day just to make the world a bit brighter?
Well, I always think, I mean, my therapist gave me a great tool, which is every day, just three things you're grateful for. Just write them down, and the smaller the better, really. So I think if you look for little moments of happiness and gratitude, and then you suddenly find them everywhere. And if you're in that headspace, then you're much less likely to lash out at people or take things away maybe they didn't intend to.
I love that. Well, to end on sort of a lighter note, since, you know, we have the harmonists here in honor of them, I would love to know, do you have a cheesy dad joke or a funny, corny joke in your roster that you can share with us?
Sure. So what is the what's the difference between popcorn and pea soup?
I don't know what. The taste?
Anyone can popcorn.
Ah, that was popping. I love that. Thank you so much. Congratulations. It was great to finally meet you.
You too.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.